So let me ask you something. What burdens are you carrying around on your shoulders just at the moment? What is it that's getting you down, as it were? What one thing in your life right now could you do without? Hi, I'm Bertie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Sometimes it's a niggling irritation. Other times it's a full-blown onslaught. So what do? We cry out to God. God, change this, fix this, make it go away. Lord, why aren't you listening to me? Why is this taking so long? Of course, it's natural to want the pain to go away. But sometimes pain is a necessary tool in the hands of a loving God. Maybe a better way to handle this could be to cast your burden on the Lord. And He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55, verse 22. In other words, faced with a burden, literally the word there means that He has given you, think about that, we have two options. We can either ask God to take it away, but then that may or may not be His will. It may or may not be the right time for that. Or alternately, we can cast the burden that He's given us back on Him. This God for whom nothing is too much, this God who loves you beyond words, who will sustain you, who will never let you be bowled over. A wise old preacher by the name of S.H.B. Masterman once said that God often comforts us not by changing the circumstances of our lives, but by changing our attitude towards them. Sometimes the very reason He's cast that one thing, that burden upon us, is to change us in the way that only a burden can do. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. As God's children, we have every right in the face of the things that threaten to knock us over to place our confidence in Him. In fact, that's exactly what He wants us to do. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Living a Life of Quiet Confidence. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular booklet, so don't miss out again. That web address is ChristianityWorks.com.